Ladies and gentlemen, human meatbags alike, please welcome the host of Life is Awkward, Katie Hamilton.
Hi, thanks for listening to River West Radio. This is our show, Life is Awkward. I'm Katie.
Hey, Katie. I'm Sam.
And Sam is joining us. He's my co-host today and always. We're going to be talking about how people say sorry all the time.
Yeah, it annoys the dickens out of me. How do you feel about it?
This is a tough one. Well, I don't know. I do think people say sorry a lot, even when they shouldn't be saying it, because people say it, and then when they actually need to be saying it, it doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, when they actually, like, do something awful to you, it's just like you were apologizing about all those times you brushed past me gently. So maybe, like, this sorry doesn't mean anything?
Kind of. It just, like, loses its context. Like, you said sorry for me to brushing against me, but now you're saying sorry because you did this awful thing. Like, are you sorry for both? Is there, like, a degree of sorriness?
You would think so. But people are, like, are they genuinely... I bet people are more sorry, like, for real, when they bump into you than they are about, like, doing some, like, bad stuff to you.
But don't you think if someone's bumping into you, they should say, excuse me, or... I mean, I say sorry when I bump into someone because it makes me mad when people are like, excuse me. And I'm like, you're not even by me. Like, why are you saying excuse me?
Do they say it like that too? Or they're just like, excuse me? Because I don't get that personally. I get people saying like, sorry, excuse me. I try to go with like, excuse me or my bad or like, I don't know. Or I just make weird noises. But like... or I do like wind, like I do like wind noises. So I go, if I like sneak by somebody, so they like,
does that work?
It does work because I think you have to give them an audio clue that you're like, so if you're like coming up behind them, you know, or if I'm like walking through a party, I will make like windy noises of like, and I think it helps people get out of my way is part of the reason why I do it, because they could hear me like,
so you do this before you enter into the crowd so they can, like, hear you coming.
Yeah. So if I'm going to walk by somebody, like, I need to get by somebody, and I'm going to brush into them because there's no other way for me to get through, but I'm not going to, like, tap them on the shoulder and be like, excuse me, sir, can you please step a half inch to your right so I don't brush against your jacket? I just brush against them and keep going. Like, so.
And you've gotten pretty positive responses from that? Do people say anything? Like,
no,
who's this guy making wind at us?
I just keep going. I don't look back, so I don't know what their reactions are usually.
Okay. Yeah, I probably really do the same.
And so, yeah, I try to have fun with it. Just, and like, I get people saying sorry to me all the time. And so my action, like, how would you react to someone when they, like, say sorry to you for something small? Like, what do you do?
Give me an idea of what someone would say sorry for. That's small too.
Let's see. Why do people like? They're like late. They're like 5 minutes late, and they're like, "I'm so sorry. I was parking a hustle, and there was
I don't know. Like, I know when I'm in that moment, sometimes I'll say sorry for that. But then when I hear people say sorry, like for being late, it's like, okay, no one wants to hear that. Like, just
boring.
Get to doing what you're doing. Or like,
it's all about you and how late you are.
No, I'm just saying, like, I shouldn't do that, because like, I realize when other people say that, it's kind of just like, oh well, yeah, you were late, let's just like do what we're doing. Or just like, I was seeing somewhere, that instead of saying sorry if you're late, just say thank you for waiting for me or something like that. Like, using thank you instead of sorry in certain situations.
I think that's super important.
Turn it into a positive.
Right. And there was this one time I was at a meeting, and we were like having a discussion, and like the meeting is going well, and it's like, you know, 10 minutes in or something, and like things are flowing nicely, and then someone comes in late, and the first thing they do is start like, oh, I'm so sorry that I'm late, da 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 da, and so for me it's just like, you're interrupting the meeting. Like, if you're really just sit down and don't talk and pick up like what's going on, but like they had to like call attention to themselves
for being late,
you know? And so it's just like, not only does no one care, like your apology is making it worse, or it didn't even matter.
Right.
Like, you would just have caught up. And so it's just like this arbitrary, like, 10 minutes, like, we weren't waiting for you. We just started the meeting. Like, so it's just like.
That's true. And yeah, like apologizing for something that, because I think that also has to do like a lot of with people, like people apologize or say like, oh, sorry, I look bad or something, like more on like appearance. And like, you shouldn't apologize for anything about having a bad day or imperfections or anything. Dude, because
that's a huge can of worms. You. Well, like, yeah. I get that so much with just women in general.
I mean, I do it.
Yeah, like, it's like, sorry, I'm not wearing any makeup. And I've been apologized. I've heard that a numerous amount of times to the point where I'm just like, what?
like hearing it, you saying that, I'm like, wow, that sounds so silly.
It sounds so silly when you hear someone else say it. Yeah, but like, it just makes me sad that women feel that way all the time. And they have to put on makeup all the time. Otherwise, they owe society an apology because society,
they don't look good enough.
Yeah, well, society makes them think they have to wear it, otherwise they're subpar human beings on the inside somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you ever get apologies like that from men? Or do men, or what kind of things do guys apologize about?
Oh, not the right things, probably.
Okay.
Guys do it too, yeah. But it's never about their looks, usually. Maybe occasionally they'll be like,
oh, I got a haircut today. Sorry, it looks really bad. You're just going to have to wait till it grows out.
I've never heard a dude say that.
No?
I've heard that from a woman, though, yes. I've told that to myself as well, though. I got some bad haircuts, and I've had to, like, talk to myself in the mirror, like, it's okay.
Like apologizing to yourself. So maybe that's what people should do. Just kind of apologize to yourself. Like, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay.
To feel which way? What topic are we on?
Oh, I'm just still talking about, like, the appearance thing. Oh. Like, you don't apologize for your appearance, but it's okay to, like, if you are having a rough day, just to be okay with it and just tell yourself it's okay, but you don't have to apologize to people for it.
Yeah, God, no. I think that's, like, the worst apology I've ever gotten was, sorry, I'm not wearing makeup. Like they owed me an apology. Like, I didn't get it. Because I can't even tell if you're wearing some makeup right now.
I'm wearing makeup.
Like, a little bit, or how
you
much?
You can't even tell?
I can't tell. I don't, I
yeah,
really
most
don't
of the
know.
Time people can't even tell. So it's like, oh, I didn't even realize you, unless you're like super made up, but.
Yeah, there's like some super made up girls, and they look good too.
Which, yeah, but go
like,
do it.
Yeah, go do it. But like, yeah, like most of the time, it's like, so, like you're supposed to, well, not supposed to, but like some people do it where it's just like natural.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to notice if they're wearing makeup or not. The point is that you don't see it.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's why it's natural.
Natural. I prefer that personally, but I get it.
So what would be a word someone should say instead of saying sorry? Like, what would you like to hear?
Hey, you look great. You know, like,
if you bump into someone, hey, you look great.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, I guess that could work there. What about?
I've done that, actually. I was like, oh, I like that jacket. Oh, I like your shoes. Oh, I like your, you know.
Oh, if you just bump into someone, kind of turn it into like a pickup line.
Sure. That is how I pick up women. I just walk around and I bump into people. And I go, hey, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I like that jacket.
But you can't say sorry.
Oh, you look familiar. No, I can't. I won't.
You just have to say, I like your jacket.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I like your jacket. Or not even that. I go straight to jacket. Okay.
What if they're not wearing a jacket?
Hey, I like your hair. I like the shape of your head.
Okay, that's nice.
You got a nice cranial, cranial cavity.
What about if you're walking late into a meeting, you would just sit down? Or would you say something?
I would look around. I would let the room take the cue. So, like, I would walk in quietly and move to a seat quietly. And if the person conducting the meeting is like, oh, hey, yeah, take a seat. We were just going over blah, 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 blah. Although, you know, certain managers won't do that, or they'll just keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, I would generally keep talking. But I don't know. It always varies. But, yeah, I think the correct mannerism for that situation is to, quietly sit down.
Okay, I have a different one for you. So you were in a store and you grabbed the last box of cereal and there was another person behind you that was staring at the cereal and you realized you took
The last one.
The last box. But you really wanted this cereal, so you weren't about to give it to her because you've been waiting for this cereal to come out for months.
Yeah.
Would you apologize and say, sorry, I took the last box? Or what would you say? Would you apologize for it?
I would. Well, depending on their demeanor, I might just give them the cereal box.
Okay, maybe that was a bad example.
But if they're a jerk about it, if they're like, hey, that's the last box of cereal, you need to give me that right now, I might not be so like nice.
Apologize for that.
I wouldn't apologize. But yeah. If only we had a request line, we could have people call in next time. People, can I give my own phone number? My pocket phone?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. If anyone is listening and wants to text me a question or a thought that isn't obscene, or it is obscene, my phone number is 414-405-6776. Remember, just text me that.
If you have any questions about situations that you've been in that you may have apologized for or don't know if you should apologize in certain situations, let us know. There was another. Should you apologize for sneezing?
For sneezing?
For sneezing on someone? That's, or like coughing on someone?
You should. Instead of like saying bless you, you mean?
Yeah. Do you apologize in that situation? Because people do say bless you a lot. Or Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Well, yeah, like when you burp, you have to say, excuse me. But you don't have to do it when you sneeze. Someone else has to, like, say, excuse you for you, almost.
If you sneeze. So why is, like, burping?
And sneezing is, like, way, to me, sneezing is, like, more gross than burping. Cause
sneezing because you're getting stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's, like firing out at the speed of wind.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. So, yeah, like, why do we apologize about burping and then not, like, sneezing projectile spit?
I think people apologize for sneezing.
I guess so.
Well, they say
it's not normal though. People, there's usually a dead silence, and then somebody in the room either says
bless you
from across the room. Yeah.
Yeah.
or there's just a dead silence where no one says it, and then there's like this feeling of awkwardness. I get a feeling of awkwardness
when someone sneezes.
And someone sneezes because I generally don't do it, or I go overboard and I go like, "May God have mercy on your soul," and I do like the Holy Cross with my hands.
Well, yeah, because some people say you die when you sneeze.
Well, it's like that's just like the long version of it. Like this means the same thing. Like bless you, it means like God bless you, and like because it's like a superstition. Like it's like supposed to be your soul escaping your body, and if someone else doesn't bless you, like
it doesn't come back.
Doesn't come back.
What? No, yes. I have never heard this.
It was on The Simpsons, so you know it's true.
Okay.
Milhouse said it.
Which one?
Milhouse.
Okay.
I don't really watch Simpsons.
I've seen a couple.
But I am educated from the school of.
I was almost going to say House on the Rock.
House on the Rock is awesome. Don't need to apologize to go there.
No.
Not that I would tell anyone to do that, though.
But yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I guess I maybe never had have said apologize for sneezing. I think I apologize when I cough, or if
when
I'm like,
cough?
Or just like I feel like I cough sometimes though. Like if I don't want to talk to anyone, just start like going, like so someone thinks I'm sick.
Do you like excuse yourself and then like walk away? Is that like your way of getting out of conversations? Because that's good. I'm going to use that.
No, but that is a good idea. Maybe I should start doing that.
I've been trying to think of ways to like get out of conversations politely because I'm too polite to just like, all right,
just
I think
start
I'm good.
Coughing, man.
Just I think I'm good on this conversation. I'm going to go away. Yeah, coughing sounds good.
But don't sneeze.
But don't say I'm sorry. I have to leave. But don't sneeze.
Yeah, don't sneeze. Don't say I'm sorry. I have to leave.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm going to go take a cough.
I got to go take a cough.
Drop.
Cough drop.
Or just say you have work to do. You have stuff to do. It was nice. Or just say, you don't even have to say that. Just say it was nice meeting you and just walk away.
Nice meeting you. I'm going to circulate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go. Yeah.
Yeah, because I do think that is another thing people might apologize for that doesn't necessarily need an apology.
Like, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Or yeah, just like leaving and it's like, oh, you don't have to be sorry about that. Like you didn't, I think when someone says sorry, like it has to be like when you hurt someone's feelings or like if you genuinely did something bad to like make that person feel bad.
Right.
Because, like, if...
Not for doing something that would have to happen, otherwise you're staying at that person's house for eternity.
Right. I mean, you're going to have to leave sometime. You're going to have to
leave sometime. You weren't Unless staying. Did you think you were staying?
You want to be a corpse there.
Yeah. We got plenty of space in the basement for you. Yes.
Yeah.
So, let's see there. I'm sorry I have to go. I guess, like, the sorriness would be, like, they are sorry because they are going to miss the other person. So that's, like, a different version of sorry, I guess.
Yeah, there's probably... I mean, there are different versions of sorry.
Yeah, but it's kind of all rolled into...
I think it's more like that person feeling bad. Like, the person who's saying sorry is the one that feels bad. It's not the other person that is feeling bad in these situations. It's because the person who's saying sorry... is either thinking the other person feels bad or feels bad themselves that they have to leave or that they sneezed on you or they bumped into you or something like that.
Or like Sarah Lou was saying, where it's just like they just never like feel good in general.
Yeah, they don't feel good about themselves.
They just never feel good about themselves too.
Which is not good. It's not good. You should feel good about yourself and you should feel confident to not have to... I mean, don't get me wrong. There are times that you should apologize and say sorry.
Like, yeah, but I think, like we were saying, like you should save your sorries.
Right, so like, when they do come, that the person will be like, wow, like you never say sorry. You must be sorry. Like,
yeah, and first of all, or second of all, or third of all, or fourth of all, I read somewhere it was like changed behavior is the best form of an apology. Mm-hmm. And so... anytime I like hurt somebody or I owe someone an apology, I don't even use the word sorry or I apologize. I usually go with something like, I recognize that I hurt you, and knowing that hurts myself, and like I'm going to do something about it if you let me have the opportunity to try to correct things. And like, so like during actual apologies, I don't even use sorry anymore because it's been overused.
Right.
In this way, but maybe that's me misinterpreting it, because that's where it's like when that person's like leaving that party, it's like a way of saying I'm gonna miss you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they should just say I'm gonna miss you.
They should just say right, exactly. They should just be more specific instead of using like sorry for this blanket term that doesn't even really seem to have much of a meaning anymore. Like we've used it to death. I think it's dead.
We gotta think of a new word now.
Just switch to apologize or switch to like the thing I did, where it's just like, just use your words more like articulately.
Right.
Stop using sorry.
That was good. Yeah.
We've killed it. Yeah. No. I'm still gonna say it.
Well, I think it's just habit. Like I said it today. I was like looking, this person came to get me because I had an appointment and I was like just looking at my phone and she was standing there and I was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, wait, why did I say that? I'm literally talking about this later today. And I was going to try today not to say sorry, but I probably already have said it like 3 times.
Yeah. Because you just forget.
Yeah.
After like 10 seconds of being like, I'm not going to say sorry ever again. And then it's just like, you know what? I'm hungry and I should go get coffee or a cronut.
That's why you're saying sorry because you're hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, I get pretty hangry. That's true. And then I started to say sorry.
I just spaced off and was thinking about food. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Will you accept my apology?
No.
Please. Pretty please.
Yeah. What would you say? And that's it. What if like, you said sorry and a person's like, I'm not accepting that. That would make you feel worse. Like, why would you, like, saying sorry?
I have rejected apologies before when it's something they've, like, done before. So it's, like, the third
How
or fourth.
How do you reject an apology?
If they, like, done the same thing to me, like, over and over and over.
Okay.
It's like, okay, the first apology, maybe I accept. The second one, I generally, like, don't. Because it's just like we've already had this conversation. You apologize for me. You already recognize that this is something you shouldn't be doing, and I don't want.
Yeah,
it's mean. It's just mean.
Well, that is like one of the things I was reading. It was like, if you know you're gonna have to say sorry for something, then why even do it in the first place? And then the thing it said like, well, that might be a little harsh because you might not know. But it's like, well, yeah. I mean, I guess like if you're planning to do something that you know you're gonna have to be saying sorry for.
Mm-hmm.
That just don't do it.
You generally don't want to do that thing.
But I guess usually sorries are kind of like, though, like accidents.
accidents. Yeah.
Because, like, if, like, usually when you're sorry, like, you don't mean to do that thing, or, like, it just right. happened, and then you're like, oh, sorry.
It's just, like, planets bumping into each other out in outer space. Why would a planet apologize?
Because planets can't talk.
Well.
Well, maybe they could in their
That's a whole other conversation, my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
they probably all radiate some wavelength for sure.
That's true.
It's all waves, man. I say that a lot.
All waves.
All right, here's a theory that I have. So I feel that, like, this is going to get heavy.
Well, we got 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes of heavy coming.
Bring it out. Bring it out.
This podcast is brought to you by social anxiety. Sorry, I just want to do that quick PSA.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm not very fluent on it, but it feels like we're in like a post-Christian society. So most people's parents in this country are Christian, mm-hmm. or were Christian, or their parents were Christian. And that's fairly broad statement, but at least where I grew up, it's true. So like nobody's right. Christian, but I feel like the guilt that has sort of been instilled within that religion is like it's still within us as mm-hmm. a society in general. Just because we're not Christian doesn't mean all those years of Christianity affecting America mm-hmm. is not still have a strong residue. And that's partially why I think people just feel guilty in general.
Because?
For no reason. When you feel guilty for no reason.
Because they think it's like sin? Or what do you mean? Or like
I don't think it's that necessarily, but partially that, probably.
Or just they feel like they're... Or maybe they just feel like they're not as good of a person. Like everyone is trying to attain to be like a better person. And I think like sometimes like certain religions, like you always are trying to better yourself, or you always want to be like... a better person mm-hmm. or something like that. So maybe people, I mean, I shouldn't speak for people, but like for myself, maybe I apologize because I think I apologize though, like because it is more like me feeling bad and I like want to better myself. So maybe it does have to do with that. And then I apologize because I'm like, oh shoot, I'm trying to better myself. And now I just did this whole thing and like, it's not working.
But then the fact that you like feel bad about it like kind of sets you back. You think?
Right. No, yeah, totally.
And then you're not quite ever moving forward. Does that make sense?
Right, because you need to do that whole change thing. Instead of apologizing, just change.
Just change. Right, exactly.
Just change.
Don't repeat any patterns or don't become a pattern.
Don't become a pattern because then you're insane.
You become the tessellation of yourself and your worst. If you're not evolving, you're devolving. So right. there is no neutral because time takes care of that. Because
right.
we're all aging no matter what. And we're all perceiving time no matter what. So if you're not evolving, you're devolving for sure.
Well, and you should be evolving because soon.
Mm-hmm. We're adapting.
Dissolve.
We will dissolve into antimatter, yes. That's and then you'll never be awkward again because antimatter is not awkward. Or sorry. Or any matter, really. Like, I don't think trees are sorry. I think trees are pretty good about it.
Trees. They might be sorry if one of their leaves falls off and hits another tree.
Oh.
They might have to apologize
for
that.
I think that's like a duel. It's like a tree duel.
If a tree falls on another tree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. This forest ain't big enough for the two of us.
No?
No.
Did we get any questions about what people think?
No, I don't know. People don't know me, so I don't think I got anything, no. I can pretend like I got one when we're like, oh, wait, look, I've got 1,000 questions here.
Tell us one.
Let's see here. What is the color of sorry?
The color of sorry?
Yeah.
I was going to say red, but that's more like angry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they are saying sorry because it like they're saying sorry because it's red, but mm-hmm. sorry might be like a blue,
it
like
should be
sad.
Blue. Yeah, so like the colors are off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
what
that.
Do you think?
No, I feel that for sure. I mean, I think my first thought was like I just saw a bunch of different colors and the kind of cycling, but then I kind of landed on like a bruise-ish.
A Like a purple red,
like a purple red blue, but maybe a little black.
So sorry, it's
like that bruise.
Really just a bruise. And you just gotta put a Band-Aid over it and stop doing it and then rip it off when it actually needs to be.
Yeah, don't pick at it. You're picking at it, right?
Yeah, I gotta stop picking it.
You gotta stop picking at stuff.
Gotta stop picking at stuff.
Well, sometimes you do need to pick on stuff. Sometimes you don't. It's all relative, man. It's all waves, relative waves, man.
Well, I hope we inspired you to be a little bit less apologetic over things.
Yeah.
I know
I feel better. I'm going to start doing that thing where it's just like, hey, you look great. Anytime I like bump into somebody.
Yeah, even before they even sorry. Get a chance to like say anything about like, oh, sorry, I'm not wearing any makeup. Just say you look great. When you start a conversation, when you hang out with someone, just throw a positive vibe their way.
Yes.
Something, a compliment, so they don't even have anything to be sorry about. Because the other person should also like...
I've done that where I've pretended not to hear people when they say sorry.
You just ignore them?
No, they say, I'm sorry, what? Like, I'm sorry, you said sorry, you're for what? And then like, then
I'll... make light of it.
Yeah, light of it. And then all of a sudden they're like shouting, they're like, I'm sorry, I'm out of gum.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, or running out like of that. Things too. It's like, I guess you could just be like, oh, I'm out of gum, but I can get more.
Yeah.
But I guess that they didn't want to get more.
It's like, I'll hook you up next time, man.
Yeah.
Two pieces next time. But like, what do you think, like, next time like people bump into you, I feel like we should take the initiative and just like, so if someone bumps into you and says sorry, we should
no
be
one
like,
ever says sorry when they bump into me. They say, really? Excuse me. And I'm like, you bumped into me. It makes me so irritated.
Which part?
I'm usually the one who says sorry when I bump into someone. But yeah. Like, I feel like maybe a couple times someone has said sorry to me when they bumped into me. They'll be like, oh, sorry. But I feel like more than 90% of the time they say excuse me or pardon me or like,
well, it depends.
Just don't say anything. It just pushes me out of the way.
I personally don't care if I get bumped into and no one says anything, because it's just,
I mean, that's fine.
Part of life. But if they said something, if they say it, there's a lot of important, most of the importance lies in tonality.
Right.
So if someone is like, excuse me, then I'm just like, okay.
Okay.
But if they're like, yeah. Oh, excuse me, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll be like, hey, you look great. Those shoes are snappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just ignore it. I think that's a good move too. You just skip it.
Yeah, or just ignore like, it. I mean, usually I do if someone says something, or I'll just be like, usually they'll say, excuse me, and I'll be like, sorry.
Yeah.
But they bumped into me. Yeah. And I feel like I should just not say anything. Although,
I do kind of like it that people say stuff, because I like any reason to like chat to somebody, because we don't talk to each other as a society.
Right.
So if that's your opening line is like, sorry, I bumped into you. Great. Fine. Like, I just like talking to people.
Yeah.
But so in that sense, I'm okay with it, or I should be more okay with it. Maybe it's my problem.
What if someone just is like, I bumped into you, and took it out the sorry part?
That would be like, you are correct, sir.
You did just bump into me.
I will note it in the log. I'll put it in the record. I will file it for posterity. Cool. I think we solved it.
I think we
solved everything today. I think we solved life today. You think so?
I think so. I think it was a pretty good topic. I'm glad we talked about it, because even talking about it makes me realize, like, wow, I need to stop saying sorry so much and about for sorry for things that like don't even matter, like appearance or not having a piece of gum or a carrot stick left in my bag.
You ate all the carrots.
Someone with
you ate all my carrots. How dare you?
But thank you for listening to Life is Awkward on River West Radio.